The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
In today's Dana Cortez Show podcast, we're going to talk a little bit about men being sensitive, more sensitive than women, according to a new scientific study. And I believe it because I'm married to a man. He's very sensitive.
Oh, wow. You're just trying to put me out there like that?
Yeah, people don't hear that.
I'm not going to get too much into it yet, but I think it's because our egos mean more to us. And our friends.
I think you're right, Anthony. We'll talk about that.
You know, that's a good observation, Anthony.
Ariana Grande got married. Oh, she's now Ariana Gomez.
I know a lot of men have heard about that.
And we've got some behind the scenes, you know, details on the ceremony, what took place at her house in Montecito, California. And then a grandma got COVID and she was almost cremated alive. Alive. Luckily, she woke up. So let's get in today's podcast now. I had one of the most frightening experiences of my life. And usually, you know, I do like to embellish a little bit. But I think my husband, DJ Automatic here, will attest to the fact that this was scary. Welcome to your Tuesday. Good morning. The Dana Cortez Show is on. I'm going to tell you the story right now. I want to go around the room, have everybody introduce themselves first, though.
I'm DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So I, over the weekend, visited my daughters. And I know we're a couple days out, but I wanted to figure out, how do I talk about this? It's their birthday. It's my birthday. We all share a birthday.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I fly in one day, 16-hour trip, man. In, out, just quick. Into New Mexico and stayed at a hotel room. I'm not going to say which one. My mama rented it for me. I was so happy and thankful. But we get back to the room and I call Automatic immediately. My mom comes in the room with me. She leaves. And then right away, I'm talking to Otto because I missed him. He was texting me and I hear a knock on the door. And I was about to open it. He's like, who's at the door? I'm like, I don't know. It's probably my mom. Another knock. And I thought, well, hold on just a minute. So I said, who is it? And some guy says, it's your friend. I thought, well, hold up. That's not my mom's husband.
Weird.
And I said, sir, you got the wrong room. And he starts saying, I just want to talk to you.
Ooh.
I just want to get to know you.
I just want to be your friend.
And Otto's like, call the front desk. And so I call the front desk. They call police. They call me back. They're like, call 911. Do not leave your room. Everybody's freaking out. My mom. I'm on the phone with 911. So Automatic's trying to call me. Well, the phone don't ring when you're on 911.
So here I am calling her over and over and over for like 5 minutes, and it's going directly to voicemail.
Like,
I'm like, oh my God, this guy smashed the door down and is raping my wife.
Well, no, guys.
You advised her to call the front desk, not the police.
The front desk advised me to call 911.
Why would you call? I would have called the 911 first.
So
come
you're
on,
right.
Dog.
That's what the front desk guy said. He said, call the police.
I'm sorry. I grew up in the hood. You never call 911.
Oh, man.
Either way, the cops came. They were super nice. They talked to the guy. The whole time I was on with 911 dispatch, she was amazing. She also noticed he wouldn't leave. Like, he was there still
trying
to talk to me. Oh, it was so scary as a woman being alone like that. And it was a motel. So my window's open. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, that's scary. Was he banging on a door or was he just
he was tapping. Nah, he was like,
he got a little aggressive enough to where immediately I was like,
I could hear him.
I was like, get off the phone with
on
me.
A speakerphone.
Call the front desk.
Dang, so did he get arrested?
No, he did not get arrested. Police came to talk to me. He was drunk. I think, you know, my mom said, we saw him staring at us. I think he just thought, hey, this lady's going in by herself to see what's up.
Damn, dog.
And the police asked me, did he break any laws? And I was honest. I said, no, he did not try to bust in. He just kept knocking and he's creepy. And he promised that he'd stay in his room and he never bothered us again. Now, the next day we saw him and he was so embarrassed he went into his room.
Oh.
He was staying. I'm telling you, I think he was just really drunk and he was trying to shoot a shot.
See, this is
that
the issue.
That ain't it, fellas.
This is the issue I had. Okay, Dana's mom booked the hotel.
Uh-huh.
Anthony and I grew up in Albuquerque. Dana lived in Albuquerque for a long time. There's a road called Coors in Albuquerque. And if you're going to book a hotel in Albuquerque, booking a motel on Coors Road in Albuquerque is never a good idea.
There were quite a few ladies of the night around us. But you know what? Hey, ain't no judgment here. I'm okay. It's all good. And thank you so much to the police because they were so nice to all of us. All right. National Day, Anthony A.
Man, we'll start off with that. That was a wild story, Dana. I'm glad you're here with us.
Yes,
we'll start
right.
off with something a little serious, guys. We have it's National HIV Vaccine Awareness Day. Now, this day is honoring and shouting out all the people, the volunteers, the researchers, the scientists, and the community members putting in the research to develop a cure and a HIV vaccine.
Come a long way. A lot of people live very long, full lives that are HIV positive.
Yes. And we'll go right along next to National Visit Your Relatives Day.
Hey!
Dana just did it for us.
I did. Don't stay at the motel, though, okay?
Yeah, exactly. And Dana Cortez, what's the Dirty Dishes' favorite band?
What is the Dirty Dishes' favorite band, Anthony A?
NSYNC.
Hey.
Hello. It's National. It's National No Dirty Dishes Day, everybody.
Hey,
it amuses me that you're so amused by that.
That was a good one. NSYNC was good. It's gonna be me.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Men are more sensitive than women, and now we have scientific proof. Mind Lab, they put a bunch of men in a room, and then they tested four categories: blissful, exciting, heartwarming, and funny. In every test, men had a much stronger reaction inside. However, there's one big difference. You couldn't see it on the outside.
Oh, you couldn't
see it.
Yeah.
So when everybody was shown the results, all the men, 67% of men tested admitted, well, I hid my feelings. I didn't want anybody to know that it had affected me.
The only way us men can really express our emotions are through Drake records.
Is that what it is? Is that why Drake's so popping? That's why Drake's had to
run. Those emotions that they were exploring again?
Blissful, exciting, heartwarming, which is like, you know, sad, you know, kind of like make you like a little Steel Magnolia movie or something, like The Notebook, and funny. And a reason.
Where is sad? Because women are definitely going to take men out in the sad category.
So it says, let me tell you something. Women don't have a problem letting you know when something's wrong. Mm-hmm. And the study said that women are going to tell you what's wrong. Men don't, because they're taught that emotion means you're weak. They're taught that sensitivity means that, oh, I'm not a man. But it's actually the opposite. Being able to share your feelings shows strength. When you hide it, you're suppressing your emotion. And by the way, men die younger because of that. Y'all don't even live that long because y'all are hiding everything.
So you're encouraging emo behavior from men.
I am encouraging you to express the way you feel. It doesn't mean you're weak. If you shed a tear automatic because you watch a little, you know, girl movie with me, I just look at you and I think, look at that man. He's so tough. He's letting me know how he feels.
Express your emotions in a healthy manner. Okay, like do it through like something productive for your life. Don't be like, man, like we have outbursts when we go because that society doesn't allow us to express our emotions.
So you hold it and then you just blow
boom,
up.
And you're either Ricky or you're Bobby. You're either Chris Brown or you're Drake. And it's just all this emotional overflow. Like learn how to productively express your emotions.
I think that's some of the best advice, Anthony, you've ever given.
I cry a lot, so... Like I was raised, when you're raised by a single mom and women, like raised by my grandma, you're very in touch with your feelings.
See, like in my house, it was nothing like that. My dad was like, be a man.
Don't cry.
To this day, my dad doesn't even know how to like express any kind of emotion besides anger. Yeah.
There has to be something for that, dude. That's beautiful. Because like I would come home like, mom, the bully's picking on me. She's like, well, did you tell him how it hurts your feelings? I'm like, no, he punched me in the face.
My dad would be like, you better beat that motherfucker up.
All right, men, let your feelings out. You die younger, according to science, because you are repressing how you feel.
That's it? That's all you got? You don't have anything more poignant than that?
You're kidding, right? You're going to die because you're holding in your emotion. There's nothing more poignant than that. Just cry. Let it out.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A 76-year-old woman got COVID, and of course the family's sad. This is the grandma. This is the matriarch of their family. And they're all gathered around her body because she has to be cremated, you know? And then 15 seconds before they're going to cremate her body, she opens her eyes.
What the f***?
So according to a local news outlet, this happened just a few days ago. The woman didn't want to go to the hospital.
Why?
So the family was like, well, you're not going to get better. And they thought she didn't. They finally ended up taking her to the hospital where they declared she was dead.
So Gam Gam was just taking a little nap.
She was napping.
Oh my God.
She was sick. She had a fever. She was not dead. Thank goodness she opened her eyes. And guess what she did when she opened her eyes? She started crying. What the hell are y'all doing to me?
Oh my gosh. They're about to barbecue grandma.
Oh no. Don't say that. Well, they didn't.
That's a whole other cookout that I'm not all about.
You know what though? It really kind of creeped me out. Because how many people have been cremated or buried alive? You know, back in the day, when you'd open old coffins, you would see that people were scratching, trying to get out. Because they thought they were dead and they weren't.
That might be the most disturbing thing I've heard today. But I'm going to tell you the second most disturbing thing I heard today. NASA has discovered a weird constant hum in deep space. So it turns out a NASA spacecraft has detected a weird constant hum 14 billion miles from Earth.
A hum?
It was heard by the Voyager spacecraft. They hope the hum can tell them more about the mishmash of gas, radiation, particles that make up space between stars.
So we want to follow the hum? Because for me, I'm going in the opposite direction of the hum.
Well, Dana, I actually have audio of the hum that NASA recorded. You want to hear it?
Yes. You are ridiculous. That is not a hum from space. That's Kid Cudi.
He is the man on the moon.
Okay, childish jokes here, Automatic. You really kind of disappointed me with like all the real news going on about space and the UFOs and everything like that. I would have thought you would have took this a little bit more serious.
Well, Marco Rubio is saying that the U.S. government needs to do more about UFOs and it needs to take this kind of stuff seriously.
I agree. Oh. He should be the first one we send to space to go look.
No, like I feel like you guys are really just kind of making a joke of all this stuff. And the U.S. government literally just revealed that they have made contact with UFOs. I'm talking about the U.S. government, people.
Really?
Yes, the same people who gave us the stimulus checks. I don't care what side you voted for, dog. Red, blue, whatever. You know the check cleared. So, all right, so peep game. So, listen, 60 Minutes sent out their lead correspondent, my dog, Bill Whitaker, to sit down with Louis Elizondo, who spent the past 20 years of his career running military intelligence for the United States government. And here's what he had to say.
What you're telling me is that UFOs, unidentified flying objects, are real.
Bill, I think we're beyond that already. The government has already stated for the record that they're real. I'm not telling you that. The United States government is telling you that.
Oh my gosh, in a world beyond your wildest imagination, in a dimension known as the Twilight Zone. No, we're here, people. It is 100% real. All those stories of being abducted from a trailer park, we never took those people seriously.
That guy really got probed.
Holy Jesus. What is that? What the f*** is that?
Surprise, surprise. Ariana Grande married her fiance, well, now husband, Dalton Gomez. And everybody found out yesterday. Well, guess what? We have all the behind the scenes of the wedding. So stand by for that story and more. It's Daily Dirt, the best gossip. Anthony A., celebrity birthdays first.
We have George Strait celebrating his birthday. Tina Fey and influencer / TikTok star Ryan Clem celebrating
all
his
right.
birthday.
So the Paul brothers have just been called out by Game. Have you ever met Game in person? The Game, the rapper, he's huge.
He's probably about 6'5", I would say, close to 250.
He's probably 300 right now.
Well, there's been a lot of hype about J. Cole and his basketball, but the Game actually played college basketball.
He did. University of Washington. Yeah. Well, and he was an actual player.
He's also chubby right now.
Oh, whoa.
And Jake Paul's not. And I don't like the Paul brothers, you know, the way they, you know, troll people and all that. But I don't care what you say about them. They're in the ring. They're practicing. And Jake Paul especially, he looks like he can fight. The Game looks like he can eat.
Damn.
So I'm just saying, when you get into a ring like that, no matter how big you are, it's about stamina and training.
Also about the fact that every black person in the face of the planet wants to knock out Jake Paul and Logan Paul because of Nate Robinson.
You think so? Do you think that's what it is?
I see that a lot online.
I don't think it's just black people. It's anybody who just hates a troll, dog. Everybody wants to see him get snuffed the same way a lot of people want to see 6ix9ine get snuffed.
But like, I understand what Automatic's saying, because anytime a Chicano or Mexicano fights, like, I always go for them.
Oh, for real? No, I think with Logan Paul and Floyd Mayweather, I think Floyd Mayweather is going to outbox him. That'd be an easy fight there.
Oh, I will bet you right now that as much as I can't stand either one of them, but I think I like Jake Paul even less. I bet you anything he beats Floyd Mayweather.
That would be crazy.
Well, because he's Logan Paul's fighting Floyd Mayweather.
Oh. Well, then maybe he will win. All right. Okay. Now let's talk a little bit about Kendall Jenner. She got a new man in her life. She posted him up on Instagram. You know she doesn't do that very often. She just posted Devin Booker. Is Devin worried? No, he's not worried.
Nope.
It's a man who's making her tequila 818 in Jalisco, Mexico. He is Mexicano like Devin. For those of you who don't know, Devin Booker is half Mexican.
Yep.
So anyway, I just thought this was kind of cute. She doesn't really post a lot of personal photos. And this was just, I feel like, a really cool way to show that this is an authentic tequila made in Mexico.
Yeah, and she got kind of through that whole like cultural appropriation stuff, right? A lot of people were saying that she was like just biting swag and like not really about it.
I mean, if you make it in Mexico, you about it.
Yeah, I think so too. Like, I mean, hella white people have been making tequila for a long time, so I ain't mad at her, dog.
She's gonna have to have a Mexican baby.
Devin Booker's like, yeah.
Let's go.
All right, now we're gonna talk about Ariana Grande, who married her, well, fiance, now husband, Dalton Gomez, in a very small, intimate ceremony at her casa in Montecito, California. By the way, he found her this house. You know, he is one of the most successful real estate agents in Los Angeles, which means he's paid. Mr. Gomez was not born wealthy. He worked his way into becoming one of the most successful real estate agents. It was, small ceremony surrounded by family, friends, and they didn't make a big hoo-ha about it. You know, they didn't make a big pedo about it. They just got married and had fun. Now she's Ariana Gomez.
Did you just say hoo-ha?
Did you just say pedo?
I did. I said hoo-ha. and a pedo.
What?
Isn't a pedo a fart?
A pedo has multiple meanings, DJ Automatic, and if you go to my TikTok, I'll break them down for you right now. Anyway, Ariana Gomez, I can't wait for her next project.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Are you a moody morning person? We all know that person. You turn around and you know they're going to be in a bad mood. Well, there's three things you should do first thing in the morning to be happier all day. In case you missed this story, I'll share it with you now. DJ Automatic, you always kick this segment off. So what do you have for the people?
In case you missed it, Frito-Lay is saying that former janitor Richard Montañez did not create the Flaming Hot Cheeto.
Dun, dun, and-
That this is an urban legend. So ever since the late 2000s, Montañez has been saying that he was responsible for Hot Cheetos.
We did a whole story on it.
Yeah, he got a book deal out of it. He had been hired for multiple speaking engagements. He even got a movie deal with Eva Longoria. But it turns out, according to Frito-Lay, it's all bogus.
So who is responsible for the Flamin' Hot Cheeto?
A former employee named Lynn Greenfield said she came up with Flaming Hot Cheetos as a junior employee in 1989. She was going through the internet. She came across an Esquire blog post that credited Montañez with its creation. And she said, it's disappointing that 20 years later, someone who played no role in this project whatsoever is personally profiting from it.
Well, what, Montañez, is he clapping back? Does he have something to say? Come on, Richard.
Montañez says that he was the one who did it in that era. Frito-Lay had 5 different divisions. I don't know what other parts of the company were doing. She might have came up with something like this, but I know what happened in my kitchen, and I know that I took this idea to the CEO.
Wow, is the CEO backing him up, though?
The CEO said, we did not have anything out in market before Montañez brought this to me in 1992.
The drama.
It's he said, she said at this point.
This reminds me of that old Facebook movie where the dude played Mark Zuckerberg and all that
social
stuff.
Social network.
Yeah, dude, I was like arguing.
And I'm going to go with Montañez. I believe him. I really do.
I'm curious to see, do you think Eva Longoria is going to still make the movie about him?
I do. If the CEO's backing him up, yes, she will.
Facts.
All right, Anthony A., what'd you find?
In case you missed it, there's been a huge boost in baseball card sales and Pokemon card sales as well, too. But Target and Walmart are pulling them off the shelves because of an incident that broke out in the suburbs of Milwaukee last week. A man pulled out a gun on another person all because of a pack of baseball cards.
A gun? Why?
They're collectible items, Dana. People make a lot of money. We talked about that Nolan Ryan one a couple weeks ago that went for like $1 million and some. So it's like kind of, you know, gold mining in a way.
I feel like ever since NFTs like became a thing, the real deal, like actually having a baseball card or actually having the memorabilia has sent the prices through the roof.
Yeah. Number one, we have a box full of Pokemon cards. Are they worth anything?
They might be. Yeah.
Okay, number two, you said you have a bunch of baseball cards at your dad's house.
Automatically, my dad's house burnt last year, remember? It burnt down.
But
listen, he has a storage, which also got broken into. So they might actually be in the storage. I don't know if they've been damaged or not. I know that I did have a lot of them in plastic, so hopefully the plastic didn't melt to the
parts. Call your dad as soon as we're off the radio. All right. So if you wake up in a bad mood like I do, or used to anyway, before I read this, in case you missed it, here are three things you should be doing so that you'll be happier all day long. Get your phone out your room. What are you doing? It's not good for you. The minute you open it up, there could be bad news, puts you in a bad mood. Unless you're going to put music on, don't check your phone first thing. Okay, number two, you've got to get in contact with a mentor and have that positive vibe back and forth with them. First thing in the morning. Or you can download one of those positive apps. You know, they have like positive messages. Or find you a positive meme account to follow. It puts you in a great mood. And number one, incorporate gratitude. This is something that I've had to work so hard at because for me, if I achieve a goal, it's like next rung on the ladder, got to keep moving. Instead of really being thankful for where I am, I'm constantly thinking, oh, I need this. I want this. I want that. No, you got to be grateful for where you are. Be in this moment.
One of my favorite things to do is tell people I appreciate them. I love telling people that.
It's so, like, I have such a hard time, like, telling myself you're doing, like, I just had this guy, he was like, man, it's so good to see you're doing well. And I'm like, what life is he watching?
But think of how far you've come. right?
I know, because I'm just like you, where it's like, I got to get to the next level. I got to get, and it's like, nothing is ever good enough.
It has to be. You have to live in the moment. Practice that gratitude. Just for 1 second today, think of how far you've come, and I promise it'll make you smile. Oh, I'm getting emotional right now. That's in case you missed it. Catch it at this time tomorrow. So remember, the Daily Dirt is coming up. That's our gossip. You see, the game wants to fight Jake Paul, right?
What?
We have got exclusive news on this.
I'm here for that.
Coming up right after this. Remember that coronavirus relief package that President Joe Biden pushed through? Inside that little package, there might be some extra money for you to help pay for your internet and even a computer. So stand by. Oh, yeah. Today's hottest hashtags is good. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show on your Tuesday. I'm Dana Cortez.
Never one to leave money laying around. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the gas station banana.
The gas station banana. I was waiting. What kind of gas station? What are you? You kind of brown and wet and...
all of the above.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and move on with the first hashtag. Trader Joe's, Walmart, Sam's Club, Publix, Costco are all retailers changing policy for mask requirements, leading the way for mask-free shopping. You got vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. Starbucks and Target, for both vaccinated customers and employees, say masks are optional, which is cool. But I've been talking to a lot of people, and they're just saying, I'm going to continue to wear my mask. They haven't been sick.
We're basically on the honor system right now, and I don't believe a lot of people are going to be telling the truth. So.
Otto, are you saying people are going to lie?
I think that people, given the chance to take off their mask in the hot summer months, are going to get rid of the mask.
Yeah,
I guess even without
vaccinated or not.
Yeah. Okay, well, the honor system is in place. Nobody's requiring anyone to pull out their vaccine card. Now we're going to talk about traveling. People want to travel, but let's be real. Not everybody's rich. You see all these stars on Instagram, they're going all the way to places I can't even pronounce. Well, Esquire magazine just dropped the top 5 cities to satisfy your wanderlust. And guess what? They won't break the bank. Number 5, Chattanooga, Tennessee. Have you ever been there? Anybody?
I've never been to Chattanooga.
Ooh, all right. Next
so
one.
This is really fun. Number 4, Tucson, Arizona.
I've been there many, many times. I lived in Tucson for 3 years.
Say there's a lot to do. There lots is of good a lot. Food. Number 3, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Wisconsin.
Ooh. Never been there.
Oh,
I think that's the last major. I've never been to Milwaukee or Detroit.
Well, number 2 is Bend, Oregon. You know they have the last Blockbuster video? Yeah.
Now, I'm very pro Bend, Oregon. They have nice Pinot Noir in that area.
It's good.
I've been on a recent wine kick lately, okay?
I don't know about a Pinot Noir.
Your new girlfriend has actually got you acting different.
Dude, I'm drinking wine like LeBron James.
All right, guys.
All right.
Now you just need his hairline. Hey. And the number 1 city to visit that won't break the bank, according to Esquire magazine, is San Antonio, Texas, and I concur.
Oh.
Great city, lots of culture, great food, and it is so affordable. They didn't talk about the Riverwalk or anything. It's all the little fun stuff in San Antonio.
Just make sure you wear protection, okay? Because there's more single moms and sports bars in San Antonio.
Right,
all right,
Anthony,
guys? Listen, just make sure. I'm saying it's a very fertile place, y'all.
Anyway,
watch out there, dude.
And then finally, the Emergency Broadband Benefit Program is a federal communications commission that provides a temporary discount on monthly broadband bills for qualifying low-income households, up to $50 in monthly assistance, up to $75 a month if your household is on qualifying tribal lands, and a one-time discount for laptop, tablet, or desktop computer. Ooh. Go to getemergencybroadband.org to apply. Now, if you are driving and you don't want to write that down, safety, just hit me up at Dana Cortez on Instagram, DM me, and I'll send it to you. That's great.
Basically, you're saying you can get the government to pay for your internet.
Help you pay for it. And I think it really is a way to help close the gap when it comes to those who have internet and those who don't. When it comes to households,
yeah,
there's just a disparity. Poor people can't afford it, and this is a way to help, especially with the school and everything.
Take
going
advantage
on the way
of the resources that are out there. Don't let your pride stand in the way of what you
That's
need.
That's right, man. That's right. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
We will start with National No Dirty Dishes Day. How about that? That's the thing, guys. All right, eat out. Do whatever you want. Give mom a break. Give dad a break. No
I like
dirty,
that. We're
no
eating
dishes.
Out all day today. Automatic. And, just to let you know.
If you want to eat out with somebody, how about your relatives? It's National Visit Your Relatives Day.
I just did that and almost died. I'll tell that story tomorrow, okay?
But visit your relatives. We no longer have excuses because the pandemic is over, okay?
Okay.
All right, get out there. Shake
it's the not over.
It's,
that
well,
is a very
it's getting closer.
Yes, it's getting closer, okay, but it's not there. Over.
All right, well, go visit them either way.
And remember, family and fish are the same after a couple days. They both start to stink.
Exactly.
3 days and you're out.
Bye, Felicia.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
DJ Automatic with Music Facts here on the Dana Cortez Show. Today is May 18th. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
All right, let's get it started.
First thing we got here is birthdays, and it's super duper Kyle's birthday. I spy with my little eye a girly
I can get because she don't get too many likes. A curly. Y'all remember the time we went and played Top Golf with him?
I do.
Better rapper than golfer.
Super nice guy, though.
Yeah, I do like him a lot. All right, next we're going to 1991 when High Five has the number one single in the country with this one right here.
That's a classic. I like the way Automatic. Did Teddy Riley produce that song?
Yes, he did.
I remember Teddy Riley, Babyface Versus on Instagram Live. And when he dropped that one, I was like, oh, I know that song.
All right, next we're going to 1996 when Bone Thugs and Harmony starts an 8-week run at number one with Crossroads. See you at the crossroads.
This is a good one. This is a classic. I don't care where you are. You play this one. Everybody loves this Bone Thugs and Harmony song.
R.I.P. to the great Eazy-E.
Yes, it was a tribute to Eazy-E, and they did win a Grammy for this song. Next one in 1999 when the Backstreet Boys released their third album, Millennium. Tell me why. This was the number one selling CD of the year. It sold 24 million copies worldwide.
That's the song that Lil Uzi Vert sampled, right? For his new one?
It is. But I'm going to tell you something very depressing. Do you know how much money those guys got paid for that 24 million albums sold worldwide?
I don't know, Automatic.
$300,000 each.
What?
$300,000 each.
So they had to fight to get out of their contracts like a lot of young groups did back then and even today.
All right, we're going to wrap it up in 2015 when Nicki Minaj and Beyonce released Feeling Myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling myself.
Feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I still use that hashtag today. I love this song, the video, everything about these two powerhouse women coming together. It was a moment.
It was a moment. Beyonce, Nicki Minaj, SZA, and Hit-Boy all wrote that song together.
Who's Hit-Boy?
Hit-Boy's the producer of...
In Paris.
Yeah, he's and Travis Scott, Astroworld. He's done a lot of big, big
well,
records.
Obviously, this was definitely a moment. For me, SZA, she's one of my favorites. All right, that's Music Facts with DJ Automatic. Catch it at this time again mañana. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
DJ Automatic might get blocked by J. Cole, and he is shooketh. But I'm going to tell you why and what's going on. I just walked with two dudes.
One studio.
The recap show of Dana Cortez Show. And, dude, sorry, I said show like three times right there, but I'm laughing at this because you posted a very funny meme on your Instagram. That's
what
we're talking
about. If
you go
to my Instagram and you look at it right now, I have J. Cole head on Wilt Chamberlain's body. You know where Wilt Chamberlain holds up the sign where he had 100 points in one game?
Yes.
Well, J. Cole made his professional debut in Africa the other day, and he scored 3 points. So I put J. Cole's head on there with him holding a sign that says 3 points.
Now, I salute J. Cole for his one, his amazing marketing plan for his album. It was the greatest thing ever to see him release an album and then playing in a basketball
game. Great album.
Game the
next I love
day.
The album.
And also, it's funny to me, too, because you asked me, hey, should I post this? With a big amount of fear in your voice, dude, that I've never heard you speak of. And I think it's because you're worried that if J. Cole saw that, he would block you on Instagram. And for the homies curious to see what the post looks like, be sure to hit his Instagram at DJ Automatic. Now go ahead, bro.
If you don't know, I'm a big J. Cole fan. And we've met J. Cole before, and he's been nothing but nice to us. But that meme was so funny.
You definitely oversold that, like if we're friends with him. We've met him once, dog, for 5 minutes.
I've met him more than once.
Okay, all right.
And I also met him on MySpace before he was famous.
Okay. All right.
But regardless, I'm just saying, if he was to block me because he saw that, I would be extremely hurt. Probably more hurt than Dana is about being blocked by Cardi B. Which I caused also.
And I was also worried some when you still posted a thing, taking the advice from Dana to post it, because, yeah, she got blocked from Cardi B. Like, why would you listen to her?
You know what? I might just delete it.
I think J. Cole could take a joke. Who else? If somebody
made fun of himself after the game.
It's good. Hey, it's a real accomplishment, dog. I couldn't put up no 3 points in no professional basketball league. I don't care where it's at, bro.
He said he couldn't remember any of the plays during the game.
Now, Now, I did put up 16 in my last rec league, so I will say I retired like that, like Bill Murray in Space Jam, the original one.
All right, Uncle Rico.
Well, automatic to the list of J. Cole. If who else was to block you on Instagram, would it hurt your feelings?
Devin Booker, because you guys are always talking about him and Kendall Jenner, and I feel like it's going to get me blocked one of these days.
I feel like I would be honored if Devin Booker blocked me. I would feel honored because I would assume that conversation would go like this.
Well, you don't work for the Suns.
Okay, true. But I would say this, that I think Kendall would look over to her man and say, you know what? I don't like the way this Anthony A guy talks about my mother father. Okay?
You are trying to get me blocked.
Please, Devin Booker, if you're listening, or J. Cole, if you're listening as well, do not block DJ Automatic for his potty-ish sense of humor. Danny Cortez, show loves you. Y'all have a beautiful Tuesday.
I didn't say anything about Book.
You know how inside the Daily Dirt, we talked a little bit about Kendall Jenner and her new Tequila 818? I'm making a prediction right now. Okay, everybody listen to the podcast. Kendall Jenner will marry Devin Booker, and they will have babies. They will have babies. I'm telling you now, these two are in love. I've never seen her like this.
He should. I mean, he posts her a lot.
I don't know how old the homie is right now, but I know
he's 24.
Like, okay, he's way past Latino age for a kid, so he's definitely due. I know that fool's half Mexican, dog.
He's way overdue to have a baby.
Yeah.
He's way overdue to have a baby.
And
okay.
You know those Kardashian Jenner girls, they like to have babies.
They love having big familia, too. All right, so you heard it here on the Dana Cortez Show podcast. Hey, go back and take a listen to all our podcasts and tell a friend to do the same.